and Ben, do you want to just kind of have 5-10 minutes or so just to say one or two things?
Am I okay standing in?
Yeah, perfect, yeah. Yeah.
I was very conscious that your lunchtime came, we sort of descended into organised chaos in the sense, and everybody asked it. But I want to say thank you, first of all, for the way that you engaged with that little activity this morning. You know, from my perspective, I felt you really did, table by table. I could see everybody was really pooling and engaging with it. And I just wanted to get a sense of what interesting things came out of that from your perspective and what sort of challenges you felt were sort of connected to the ideas that you were coming with. Would anybody just like to volunteer something that came up in their group? Interesting technologies that you decided to adopt, interesting context you decided to apply those technologies in, surprises, anything come up that you'd like to just share with anybody else?
I think one of the main things that comes out of this for me is actually the need to rethink lectures and what it is we're trying to be delivering in lectures. And I think that that's quite a big step for a lot of us to take, partly because the institutional context doesn't necessarily allow you very easily to move away from face-to-face contact time. So I think there's a lot of thinking that institutions have to do about it.
I know there are a lot of things associated with that, things like timetabling, you know, infrastructures, the syllabus, and particularly if you've got professional bodies involved. I mean, there's a whole series of things that are connected there. Any other things that, or maybe building on that comment, the constraints may be to being able to use the technologies in the way we're trying to open it this morning.
The issue there is that you can't simply unilaterally redesign the curriculum and so on because of those sorts of issues.
I just noticed we ran a similar activity, not identical, but similar. And the fact is, the ideas, the needs, they're latent in all of us. And bringing 2 or 3 people together, it's a great way of generating a lot of different but very useful context-specific approaches. So there are always plenty of ideas that come out of that sort of activity. So thanks for proving that again, I think.
But at a departmental level, I mean, if we just deal with that challenge, do you see a general sympathy for opening up this discussion, or do you feel quite constrained within your peer groups?
I think I would feel that in our situation, in our college, that there would be a worry that the official message wasn't getting through. It's this giving students more control if they have a digital basis. I can see it being used occasionally to sort of show the students that you can do that. But I think there would be a worry that they might take too much control for their own learning, which might not be a bad thing, of course.
In the departments of business, it tends actually to be expect people to work in groups and learn and do things together. And the problem is that although people are quite happy to do that sort of teaching and learning, it's all against the background of an institution that's all about audit control and proof. And we had in this the Faculty of Social Sciences here actually for a while a Teaching and Learning Enhancement Committee, which actually had people meeting together and sharing stories about how they taught and nothing to do about producing the documents, which is how the university thinks it is.
Any other interesting context going through this morning and interesting ways of using technology in those contexts? Well, Ben, I think, has been busy. He's managed to get 5, but we've been blocked from getting onto YouTube at the moment, so he's got 5 little presentations up there, and you've done a little 2-minute edited film. Tomorrow we'll try and get the rest up, and we'll send a link via Jethro. You can send a link around so you can have a look at that. And just to reiterate what we said this morning, if anybody doesn't like what they see, then we'll take it down. It's in a YouTube, it's in a SEPTA YouTube domain, isn't it? But we can take it down if you don't like what's in there. And thanks again, everybody.
And thank you, Norman and Ben, and show our appreciation to you.